flour. It's not a hot stuff like, or you can put pepper in it and make it hot if you want to, but it's not hot stuff. The gravy ain't like barbecue sauce. They're all together two different outfits.
Mm-hmm. Well, say, you know, food that you eat between meals, you'd say you're having a
snack.
That's my problem, eat too many snacks. Gain too much weight that way.
You might be right. That's what's the matter with me now, too much snack. I've gained too much weight.
Say if, you know, if you had some people over for a meal, and if you didn't want them to wait until something would pass to them, you'd tell them to go ahead and
help yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well, what
make are, yourself at home, help yourself.
Oh, yeah. What would you say if somebody passed you something that you weren't too crazy about?
Well, most of them I just passed it on. Said nothing.
Did it say anything?
There's something you say, but I honestly don't know what it is.
Let's see. Don't care for any of that?
Oh, yeah, you can say that. I don't care for any of that. You're right about that. I wouldn't care for any of that now. All such stuff as that.
Well, what would you call food that's been cooked and served a second time? You'd say it's
leftovers or
I see. Or talking about things you eat, you know, if you get a hold of a real tough piece of steak, you might say, well, it's all I can do to
grind this up or eat it. Something that kind of.
Put it in your mouth and try to
chew it up.
What about some, do people around here have little places outside where they grow their own things?
Garden.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they have garden.
What all do they grow in them usually around here?
Anything that you can eat in the way of garden vegetables. Lettuce, onions, cabbage, carrots. This old okra. Another thing I can't call the name of it now.
What about those big round red things that you slice up and put in salad?
Tomatoes?
Oh, yeah. Talk about tomatoes. Do you have this kind
and peppers?
Of, oh, yeah. Do you have this kind of tomato around here that's kind of small, you know, little old one?
We have them that start from about that size on up to good big old things. Them little bitty ones, they're commonly called, some of them call them icebox tomatoes, some of them call it tree tomatoes, some of them call them acorn tomatoes, all kinds of names for them. Mm-hmm. I forget what the real name is. They got a real name too, but it's a bunch of names for them. I know one thing, you get them started in your field, got a good bottom feed, and get them started, you'll never be without tomatoes on them in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll keep growing all year long in there.
I see.
Same way about these evergreen multiplying shallots, too.
The what?
Evergreen multiplying shallots.
What is that?
That's a multiplying shallot, a little onion. It'll make a bunch about that big round. You can put down one onion in a row, just stick your finger in the ground, stick it in there and mash the dirt around when it's wet. Mm-hmm. And it'll grow, and it'll make a bunch of onions. About that big round, won't none of them be no bigger than your finger right there.
Hmm.
But it'd be a thousand of them in one bunch, though.
Hmm. You got those stalks on?
They'll grow blades that high on good ground. But they don't make no big onion called evergreen. Now, you can get all the onions you want out of them to season things with, and put in salads and dressings and things of that kind. But to make a big old onion to eat, you know, like you buy and eat about that big around, you know, and bigger,